Getting Things Done Live, Disc 2.
Okay, what I'd like to do then is I'd like to get going in terms of getting your brain engaged, dusted off, and have you start to participate a little bit. What I'd like you to do is turn to the next page in your notes, and I'd like you to practice one of the basic moves of the martial art of work. One of the basic moves in work, the martial art, is when you find yourself in a new situation, how quickly, clearly, and cleanly can you create in your mind a focus of success to hold as a focus? In other words, you've suddenly been asked to chair a meeting you didn't expect. How quickly can you stop negative self-talk and sit down and go, excuse me, what do I want to accomplish here? What do I want to have true? What's the result we're after? And actually training yourself to outcome thinking, which the Olympic athletes have been doing for 30 to 40 years, understanding how powerful imagery, success imagery is in terms of perception, changing perception and performance. They envision themselves, a lot of their training, actually maximum training, I understand, is about 60% visualization, about 40% physical, in terms of changing high-performance behavior using imagery for that purpose. Well, the same is true with anything out there. So let's practice that with this seminar. Kill two birds with one stone here. What I'd like you to do is to take about a minute and a half and just bullet point the answer to this question for yourself. What would you be doing or experiencing differently if this information really worked for you? In other words, what would success about all of this? Why are you here, in other words? Give me the benefit of the doubt, as little as you may know about who I am or what we may do, but assume that we actually have the silver bullet, and this was totally successful for whatever you might possibly get out of this. How would you know that? What would be true? And just write it down. It helps to write, by the way, even if you don't look at it again, because it'll give your brain a different kind of focus when you do that.